Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Sweet Comfort. In this file, I'm going to tuck you in, and we're just going to stay a while and listen in front of a welcome fireplace, wrapped up in a blanket, and maybe helped by a warm cup of chocolate, hot of course. So before I begin, I'll have to sketch the scene. Close your eyes if you will, and listen for a moment. I'm only going to describe parts of it because the rest will be filled in by you. By all the things you know, by all the things you may have experienced before. Imagine a fireplace with the fire lit. The crackling wood, the smell, but no smoke. The flames dancing. Light shimmering in front of you. The wonderful feeling of the heat emanating from the flames. A fireplace by itself is already a beautifully warm thing. A very welcoming, safe thing. And if it's the only light in the room, the fireplace is like a beacon, a little corner of comfort away from the world. It is story time, and you're sitting in front of the fireplace, maybe even already laying down. A blanket loosely over your shoulders, but it could be tucked in better. So I take a moment to adjust your blanket to really tuck it in. I take care. I gently adjust it only there where it is needed. The warmth of the fire helps your body and mind relax. The gentle crackling of the flames and wood helps your mind to focus on my voice. The little sparks dancing between the flames fly away high into the sky. Sometimes you follow one with your gaze and you just let your eyes go down again after it's disappeared from sight. Now that you're all tucked in, staring at the flames, listening to my voice, I add one more nice thing. A hot cup of chocolate. You can see the steam rising from it and you can smell the chocolate in the air. The sweet smell welcomes you to relax. It allows you to see this moment as safe. You know, some people even forget to drink it. They just hold it in their hands, enjoy the warmth of a cup of hot chocolate, and let it slowly cool down in their hands. the warm fireplace in front of you will keep burning for several more hours. Right now, you don't have to do anything. You can just be there, wrapped, tucked in your blanket, and listen. Listen to a story. And I'm going to tell you a story of myself long ago. Once upon a time, even though this is no fairy tale, I was sitting similar to you in front of a fireplace. Now, I actually really like reading. And my dad had a very, very big book with lots of fairy tales. And I like this book because no matter how I opened it, almost always there would be a new tale to read. Many of these tales I actually remember by heart. I may have read them more than once, but I never minded. I think there were over 100 stories in there. And every story was different. Every story a new adventure, big or small, of princes, princesses, of people going on adventures, or even simple farmer folk having simple problems. See, a fairy tale doesn't have to be grandiose. It can be just a simple tale from life. So as I sat there reading my story, I read a story about someone who fell asleep listening to a story. Every time a story was read to them, they'd fall asleep and they'd miss the end. Every time. Every time when they were sitting in front of the fireplace, wrapped in a blanket, the soothing tones of the story would just lull them to sleep, and they'd miss the end. And part of them wasn't too upset by this. I mean, they felt so rested, they felt so wonderful being so relaxed, so comforted in this moment. But it sort of nagged at them, you know? The idea that there was an end to the story that they kept missing. Every time. So, time after time, they decided to stay awake. They tried to not close their eyes. They tried to not drift away into a blissful, calm state while listening to my voice. They decided to try and prevent themselves from falling deeper and deeper as they listened. The sweet smell of hot chocolate, just that extra spice that brought them deeper. And when they woke again later, they realized that, yes, once again they'd missed the end. And then they made a theory. They made a theory that the story did not have an end, that it was not possible to know the end of this story, and that not knowing the end actually made you more curious to go to bed again, to relax again, to feel comforted again, because an open story is one that you can dream about, one that you can explore yourself. An open story is one where you become the writer, where you are part of it. Who knows where this story will go once you start dreaming? Who knows what beautifully bizarre things your mind can come up with when it feels safe? Your mind is an amazing place. Your subconscious, powerful, able to imagine a fireplace with no effort, listening, relaxing, a smile on your lips, a calm in your head, and a restful relaxation, a sweet comfort over your whole body. And everybody knows that when you're wrapped in a blanket, you're safe. No monsters can attack you. No worries can invade. Inside the blanket, you're safe and sound, listening to my voice, relaxing deeper and deeper, and just enjoying the crackling of the fire, so, so very sweet. The heat dancing across your face feels nice. You don't even remember when you were actually starting to fall asleep. And you may not even notice it right now. Just like the story I was reading, you fell asleep and missed the end. But the end is always there. And yet, you're just relaxing your eyes for a moment, your mind blank, your thoughts calm, and you know that somehow it will all be okay. Everything will turn out fine. And no matter what you have to do later, no matter what you've done yesterday, it will all be okay. You'll be strong, secure, and everything will be fine. And nobody can tell you otherwise, because you have your blanket. You have your tucked-in blanket, the smile on your face, the calm breathing, the soft smell of chocolate and the crackling of the fire. You have it all, and you can carry it with you as long as you want. This sweet comfort, this gentle warmth, this deep safety. All I'm doing is sketching the world, but it is you who are in it and feeling the comfort. It is you who are safe. You did that all on your own, with just a small push from me. So you can do it. It'll all be okay. And enjoy. Enjoy this moment of sweet comfort if you want. Realize that the hot chocolate that you've been holding has been slowly cooling down, and maybe, just maybe, it'll be time to wake up soon to take a sip. The fire will keep on burning, and will keep warming your mind. The blanket will be just as comfy as before, even if you adjust. And if you need some extra tuckage, just let me know, and I'll tuck you in again. Sleep if you want, and every time that you curl up in blankets, you can retrieve this feeling with your own choice. If you want to feel that sweet comfort, just curl up in a blanket and remember, it's up to you. It's your choice, your safety. It's your cup of cocoa. So in a moment, I'm going to wake you up again. And even though I will wake you, you can keep feeling this warmth, this comfort, even feeling the heat of the fire for as long as you want. You can be all comfy, all nice. It's all up to you. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed yourself.